It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
Speaking of friends, guests from the community, one of our favorites, Tina from LifeNet, is in with us this morning. How are you doing, Tina?
I am fantastic. Always love starting my mornings off here with you guys.
Well, it's great to have you in. Now, Tina, lots of activity, unfortunately, with medical professions right now, whether it be LifeNet having to transport people to the hospital or the hospitals being filled up with people, because we do have a lot of COVID situation going on. Obviously, it's going on around our area, just like it is across the state of Arkansas, Texas, and across the country. Pretty busy for you guys.
It has been super busy. We were talking earlier before we went live, and you know, in June of this year, we were transporting 20 to 25 patients a day with suspected COVID, right, all related type symptoms. This month, that's 35 to 45 a day here in the Texarkana
area. Wow.
So that makes a big difference.
Yeah. And just, you know, having people understand that there's a time to go to the emergency room and a time to maybe go to a family practice or an urgent care center, that's so important because...
Well, right.
Define that for us.
Yeah.
What would be a... emergency room, hospital, I need an ambulance type situation, and what would be maybe I can drive myself to the hospital or I can go to one of these healthcare facilities?
Well, first, if you can drive yourself to the hospital, obviously drive yourself to the hospital. That's a thing. If you have a friend or family member who can drive you to the hospital, if it's non-emergent, don't go to the hospital, because our ERs and ICUs, those nurses and doctors are doing an amazing job. Right. Taking care of the influx of patients that we're seeing right now. But outside of that, if you, on the COVID side, if you can't breathe, you literally truly can't breathe, your O2 stats are low, you're checking those things, that's a reason to go to the hospital. That's a reason to call an ambulance, because we can put you on oxygen while we're transporting you. Altered mental status.
Right.
Somebody's just, that's usually a sign that maybe their oxygen's low, something else is going on. And then non-COVID related, you'd call an ambulance for things like stroke.
Mm-hmm.
If you think somebody in your family is septic.
Right.
Heart attacks,
uncontrolled diabetes. We all, obviously, significant trauma. You cut your arm, there's you know, with a knife, and there's uncontrolled bleeding. You can't get it to stop. You need to get to the emergency room.
All of those sound life-threatening.
Those are life-threatening things. That's what the emergency response system was designed for. That's what the emergency rooms were designed for. We are seeing people right now calling 911 because they just want us to come and do COVID tests. The ambulance does not do COVID tests.
No.
And there are places that you can go in the community to get COVID tested.
Lots of places.
Lots of places.
Yeah, that's not the emergency room.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things I think that people don't understand is you can call us and we're going to transport you to the emergency room if you need to go.
Right.
But you're not going to get seen any faster.
Right.
You're going to be triaged the same way as patients who arrive by personal vehicle are going to be triaged. If it is a stroke, that's a little bit different.
Yep.
Because we have a stroke protocol. We're set up with the hospitals. They have a stroke team in place when we arrive. So if you're having a stroke, call us. We want to get you there.
So it's the same thing. It's kind of like, if it's life-threatening,
yes,
you'll be seen quickly, obviously. If it's...
There's a lot of life.
I'm not really feeling okay, you know, or
if
whatever.
It's something that could be seen by a primary care physician or an urgent care center. They're going to triage you and put you out in the waiting room.
They'll pick you up, but you're going to go back out in the waiting room and wait like everybody else. So you know, unless it's life-threatening.
If there's room in the emergency room.
Yeah, don't clog it up by calling an ambulance when it's not life-threatening.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things we were also talking about was the number of ICU beds just available in the state. You guys have heard about that. Not just the ER, but if for the people who are really experiencing severe COVID-related symptoms that need symptoms. 2 days ago, Governor Asa Hutchinson in Arkansas said, we're down to minimal beds. Yesterday, there was actually the announcement they were out of beds. And I was sharing with you guys earlier before we went live that I was in our Hot Springs division yesterday morning, about 5 o'clock in the morning in our dispatch center, and we had a couple of calls holding. The only beds at that time that they could find from Hot Springs, those patients would usually go to Little Rock. They were actually going to Van Buren and Fort Smith.
Right.
And you think, well, that's not a big deal, because at least there were still some beds available. But what people don't realize is that takes our ALS ambulance designed for emergency response in the community we serve on a lot longer transfer to take that patient there for care. And so we're seeing that as well. And so that's kind of what we're seeing right now in the system. And it's just, it's a strain for all of us. And I cannot thank enough the nurses and the doctors at the ERs. And for our staff. Yep, our EMTs and paramedics for all that they have done. I know they're tired. I know they're worn out, and they still put a smile on and do their very best to provide amazing patient care. And I owe them gratitude for all that they're doing.
All right. Well, we'll continue talking with Tina from LifeNet about this situation and more as we continue on a Wednesday morning. More of the best in most countries coming up. 24 hours a day, the best of most country on the pig, 103.9 mypigradio.com. This would be news time, but we've already had local news a couple of times this morning, so we're going to let our news sponsor, Oak Creek Furniture.
American made.
We're going to let them be the sponsor of our continued talk with our friend Tina from LifeNet here in Texarkana. And we've been talking about, when to call an ambulance and when to not call an ambulance. And the fact that COVID, just like everywhere else across the state of Arkansas, Texas, and the country, pretty much it's kind of overrunning the emergency rooms and the ICUs and the hospital beds here. I'm trying to remember when we were talking on the Facebook, were you talking about seeing more younger patients?
This particular, the Delta variant is studies everywhere. Numbers are showing it's impacting children. Where last year COVID really wasn't impacting kids, we're seeing kids. University of Arkansas Medical Sciences put out a forecast. I was reading it this morning, and they're anticipating by August 30th, they're going to see a 20% increase in the number of kids hospitalized with COVID, and by September 4th, a 34% increase in the number of kids hospitalized. And I think, obviously, 12 years and older can get a vaccine. 12 years and younger can't. We don't really know, what impact that's going to play. But, it's this particular variant is just having a bigger impact than last year's variant did.
So it's affecting everyone, every age group, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Whereas it kind of started out the first go-around with the original COVID
2020.
That one. It was mainly hitting older people or people with immune deficiencies inside their body, things that were already they had trouble with.
Yeah.
It wasn't hitting so much the healthier, younger crowd, and this seems to be just like hitting everybody or hit and miss. So, not good. Let's talk a little bit about your. I always call it program, but it's not it. Membership.
Our membership.
Thank you.
Initiative, yeah.
So, obviously, we're always there if you need us.
Right.
And we offer the LifeNet membership for ground transport. It's $75 a year. And basically what that means, if you purchase a membership, it covers your entire household for ambulance transport, plus any visitors to your house who are transported from your house. And that coverage means if you don't have insurance, and you're transported, or if you have insurance and insurance denies paying, which is common, depending on why you were transported, your bill's discounted by 40%.
Okay.
And if you have insurance and they pay any portion of bill charges, we write off the rest. So that means your co-insurance deductibles, those types of things are
okay. That's important.
It's a big deal. And then you've got the higher up program. Did you say so gold or platinum or what is it?
One or two,
So we also have a gold program.
Gold!
Yep, it's $135, and that covers our fixed-wing transport on that or transport on our helicopter to Texarkana.
So if you're further out and it's a serious situation, they send the helicopter out. But that is good. That first one, for sure, $75, that's a peace of mind thing. That entire year, you or someone in your home is covered.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we had a family member who got really ill this year, and she had Medicare. She was older, and she had to be transported three different times, and two of those Medicare denied, and so her bill was discounted by 40%.
Makes a big difference.
It's huge.
Makes a huge difference.
Right.
So it's good that it's there. Anything else?
Yeah, with the additional runs that you, the stats that you were saying, you have to, your resources in the building have to be stretched. So there's been some, there's a hiring.
Yeah, we are hiring. Program going. We're hiring for EMTs and paramedics. We have programs set up not only for EMTs and paramedics here locally, maybe in the service area, they got out of the business, they want to get back in full or part-time. We're also recruiting nationally right now, trying to find paramedics and EMTs to come in from out of state. The state of Texas just allowed us, they issued an update to their waiver that somebody who doesn't have a Texas state license but still is nationally registered can work as a paramedic for us, so that's a plus. And then outside of that, if there's any first responders out there who have gone through the first responder class and have their national registry on the first responder side, it's called an emergency care attendant in the state of Texas. We're actually have a new hiring program for them to come to work for us.
And you said that that's the one where they might be doing the less of the emergency situations. They might be transporting somebody from the hospital back to the nursing facility or the assisted living facility or something like that. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, there's people out there that would love to do that and not be in the emergency situation.
Right.
And even if you're not a certified emergency care attendant, but you're interested in learning more about how to become one, if you'll just reach out to me, the easiest way to get more information is just text 903-556-0301. Just text what you're interested in. My name, ECA if you want emergency care attendant, paramedic, EMT if that's what you're interested in, and we'll get somebody in touch with you, either myself or somebody from our team.
Okay, perfect.
All right, sounds good. Stick around. We'll talk a little bit more about this and kind of overall it, and we're going to talk ice cream.
Oh, good.
We're going to talk. You love ice cream?
Love ice cream.
Yeah, me too. We're going to talk ice cream coming up and see what it's all about here on The Pig. It's called Big Deal. Leanne Rhymes on The Pig, 1039, mypigradio.com. Big deal, Anna.
Yeah, it is a big deal. Whatever we're talking about.
You know what
about.
Is a big deal? I'll tell you what's a big deal. Today is National Banana Split Day, as we talked about earlier. Mm-hmm. By the way, this is The Pig, 1039, mypigradio.com, and John, Anna, and friends. And we've got Tina from LifeNet in here. She's been talking about things associated with LifeNet as far as emergency care, emergency transportation, when to call an ambulance, when not to call an ambulance, when to show up at the hospital, when to show up at maybe a doctor's office or some other type facility. And it's been good, useful information.
Yes.
Because, you know, there is a lot of COVID or a lot of suspected COVID going on around the area right now. But we're going to get a little lighter hearted here with it is National Banana Split Day. So we kind of looked at this situation here. They had a study from the Smell and Taste Treatment and Research Foundation in Chicago revealed that distinct personalities correspond with ice cream flavors. Okay?
Okay.
So, Tina, if you had to pick one particular ice cream flavor that's your favorite, what would that be?
Oh, probably butter pecan.
Butter pecan.
Right.
Well, it's on the list here. If you like butter pecan, you're orderly, a perfectionist, careful, detail-oriented, conscientious, ethical, and fiscally conservative. You are also competitive when it comes to games and sports and take charge type of personality. Does that fit you?
Well,
it does.
It does. It does. Totally me.
Totally you.
Yep.
So she's butter pecan. What is your favorite flavor, Anna?
I'm sorry, but it's the same as Tina's. But what's another choice that I could go with?
Well, what's your second favorite? How about that?
I would probably, is there like cookies and cream?
Well, let me just give you the choices.
Okay.
Banana-flavored ice cream?
No, thank you.
Okay. Vanilla, chocolate, butter pecan, as we mentioned, strawberry, or chocolate chip?
Chocolate chip.
Chocolate chip. You are generous.
No. Okay.
You are generous. You bring me food all the time.
I do.
Accomplished. You are accomplished in your field.
Well, thank you, sir.
Competitive.
Hmm.
You're charming in social situations, ambitious, and competent.
You're definitely very charming.
Thank you very much.
It's always good to be competent.
Very good. What about you, John?
Well, actually, I mean, if you had to get down to it, chocolate chip would be my favorite.
Okay.
Right. Chocolate would be second. If you're chocolate, you're lively, creative, dramatic, charming, enthusiastic, and the life of the party, which I'm not that. Chocolate fans enjoy being at the center of attention and can become bored with the usual routine.
We know a lot of chocolate ice cream.
Yes, we do.
Not a bad thing. We
if you
know
are strawberry, you're shy, yet emotionally robust, skeptical, detail-oriented, opinionated, introverted, and self-critical. If you are vanilla, you're colorful, impulsive, risk-taker who sets high goals and has high expectations of yourself. You also enjoy close family relationships.
Oh.
And if you are banana-flavored ice cream, you're easygoing, well-adjusted, generous, honest, and empathetic. Now, with that known.
All right.
They talked about the ice cream compatibility test.
All right.
Okay. So if you like chocolate chip, you're compatible with the butter pecans.
We are friends.
The strawberries are the chocolates, okay?
Right.
Now, if you're a strawberry level, you're just compatible with the chocolate chips.
This is almost confusing.
As we said, the butter pecans are compatible with the butter pecans, chocolates, and chocolate chips. Chocolate, butter pecan, or chocolate chip.
Okay.
Vanilla, you are most likely to be compatible with somebody else who's vanilla. It's just vanilla.
Vanilla, that's all you get. Okay.
And banana,
anybody.
Anybody and everybody.
Okay.
I don't know if we're smarter or not, but... We know what kind of ice cream Tina likes right
and
now.
That's a good thing to know.
Yeah, butter pecan's good.
It is.
I think I'm going to have to go buy a pint.
Yeah, yeah. Now I'm thinking ice cream. All right. Once again, if you would, Tina, give us that number if somebody is interested in a position with LifeMed.
903-556-0301. And the best thing to do is just text your name and the position you're interested in, and we'll get back with you with a lot more information.
Okay, perfect.
And they're... Like I said, there's different things. There's EMTs and what else?
There's EMTs, paramedics, dispatch, and emergency care attendants, which in Texas is a certified first responder.
All right. Okay. So just put on there, you know, which one you're kind of interested in.
Right.
And get going with it because they could use the help. And once again, your thoughts to people out there is if it's an emergency, life-threatening situation, sure, call an ambulance. Yeah. But if it's not...
It's not. If you can drive yourself, you're not going to hurt the patient by moving them. It's not a respiratory issue. It's not a stroke. Non-life-threatening. Either use a taxi, go by personal vehicle. If it doesn't have to go to the emergency room right now,
don't use it.
Please use an urgent care. Please use your family physician.
Because they're so filled up.
Yeah.
You don't want somebody in there that really doesn't need to be there.
Right.
And once again, she reiterates the fact that LifeNet people, when they come out to you, they can't give you a test for COVID. They don't do that.
No.
And they don't give out the vaccine. And they don't give you a test.
Right.
That's for somebody else to do.
Yeah. Another thing I want to reiterate is thank you so much to our EMTs and paramedics and dispatchers out there on the front line every single day. You guys are amazing, and we appreciate you.
All right. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.